I took a deep breath and exhaled slowly. Chopper has been after me for a long time. We were robbed one Wednesday night last spring while my family was at church. It seemed mysterious, like there was a missing link. My baseball collection, worth $1,000, was taken. The police said it was someone jealous of my collection. Chopper never talked about baseball cards at school until after the robbery. And then all he could talk about was how expensive his collection was. I picked up a handful of sand and poured it on Brenda's arm. "Hey," she said, laughing and throwing sand on me. She added, "I'm sorry about your baseball cards." I nodded. Brenda was so sweet. I said, "They found PST sprayed on the elementary school by my house. Whoever robbed us wrote PST on my bedroom wall in spray paint too. I didn't know what it meant at the time, but I have since learned it stands for the Porter Street Gang. That's the name of Lorenzo's gang." I scooted closer to Brenda. Just thinking about it made me feel anxious. "The gang was after you even then? Why you?" "It would only make sense if Chopper has always been in the gang and sent them after me. That's the only way it could make any sense at all." "He sounds psycho." "He's an idiot." She turned around into a seated position and wrapped her arms around her knees. I sat up too. The worst part was the way my mom was spooked. I felt so bad for her. They took all her gold jewelry and scattered her clothing all over the bedroom floor. I picked up a handful of sand and let it trickle over Brenda's feet. I'll never forget how scared I was when we arrived home and I saw a light on in my bedroom. Just as I made a comment about the light being on, it went off. My dad said the light probably burned out, but neither my mom nor I believed it. So we all got out of the car and inched our way toward the house in a huddle. Suddenly, we heard a crash, like the kitchen door was being slammed against the refrigerator. They were still in the house? When we first got home, yes. I was packing sand on her feet when she grabbed my hand and shook the sand off. "Did you go to a neighbor's or call the police?" asked Brenda. I looked at her and smiled, and then buried her feet in sand again. I continued, "No, my dad doesn't scare easily. He's well over 6 feet tall. He pushed the door open and went inside. My mom and I huddled together and crept along behind him as he went from room to room, turning on the lights. My heart was racing so fast, I thought I'd drop dead. Dad finally grabbed the phone and called 911. They came 5 minutes later, but I was still so scared that I wanted to go to a motel." "That's real scary," said Brenda. "I've never had anything like that happen to me." I'll never forget the feeling I had when I looked in my room and saw the window broken, the screen slashed, and my baseball card albums gone, and the graffiti. I felt woozy. Brenda laced her fingers through mine. "I'm so sorry for you." I liked to hear her talk that way, and would never want Alex to know how scared I really was. I stayed awake all night listening to every creak because I was so afraid they'd come back. I was devastated, but didn't think Chopper, the creep, was involved. Brenda and I sat there quietly, just listening to the ocean and holding hands. Suddenly, Brenda jumped up and said, "You know what? I'm hungry." "Me too. Let's get some food." She folded the blanket and tucked it under her arm. "Race to the hot dog stand." "You're on." I attempted to flip her legs with my towel, but she was already running and I missed. I chased her and let her arrive ahead of me. "It looks like we've got a couple of live ones," said the heavy-set, middle-aged female attendant in a raspy voice. "What'll it be for you two lovebirds?" Brenda's brown eyes sparkled. "I want a hot dog, chips, and Coke." "I'll have the same," I said. "Make them to go." The server handed us our food and said, "Have fun, you two, because you're only young once, you know." I carried the lunch, and we walked back to the edge of the water. We went as close as we dared go without getting soaked when the tide rolled in. Brenda spread the blanket out again, and we sat down. I tore open a bag of chips and handed it to her, then opened mine with my teeth and popped a chip in my mouth and said, "I'm starving." "I can tell," she said, laughing. She took a bite of the hot dog. This is good." Once again, I was close to the girl I was crazy about. The ocean provided the background music for our buffet. When we finished, Brenda stuffed our empty trash into a bag, then nudged me with her elbow. "You're gonna love riding those waves," she said. "There's nothing."